Hello, everyone, and welcome back to 2020 Psych. I'm one of your hosts, Claire Kay, and I'm joined today by my father. I'll go ahead and let him introduce himself.
My name is Dr. Hernandez. I'm an American double board certified psychiatrist.
Today is a very special episode for us. It's our official 3-year anniversary. We're so excited to be sitting down today and chatting with you guys, kind of reviewing what's gone on the last 3 years, how we started. It's a surreal moment, I would say. You know, we started this in the pandemic in July of 2020. And yeah, it's kind of, just looking back, it's very special to see, you know, all the topics that we've covered, and the fact that we've continued to do the podcast, I think, is a really great accomplishment. And yeah, I want to know, Dad, like, what's been one of your favorite moments of recording?
Well, I really, when I look back, I'm glad that we started. That was the first episode we had was, I thought, sort of intense, that we talked about a lot of things. We were in the midst of COVID, and there were a lot of things happening both politically, socially, and there was a lot of turmoil, a lot of uncertainty. And in all this, there was a lot of commotion, a lot of mental health issues that were sort of revving up in the sense of, and again, in the midst of this pandemic. So to me, that was just the fact that we started it and have continued to go on is what has made me feel really good about this.
Yeah, I think when we started, like you said, it was pretty serious. There was a lot of uncertainty. We didn't know what the future of COVID was going to look like. There's a lot of speculation, a lot of predictions. What would you say has been one of the things that has stood out within the last 3 years that we've talked about that we've kind of see either like come to fruition or surprise you?
Well, overall, I'm surprised with the resiliency of that most patients that suffer from mental illness have had throughout this really challenging time. I've always admired those that suffer from mental illness because I feel that they're very resourceful and they make the best of what little they may have. And throughout this really historic time, for the most part, those with mental illness have come out ahead as much as they can, they've been able to, though tragically, a great number of people that suffer from serious mental illness have succumbed to the COVID. And that's not too surprising in the sense that they're the ones with the fewest resources. They're homeless, and many of them. So those that have survived, it tells a lot about what constitutes them, what makes them strong and able to survive with as little as they have.
Yeah, I think you brought up, I love that word, resilience. I think everyone globally has showed a lot of resilience once the pandemic hit. And now, obviously, COVID is regarded in a different light, I would say. And I would, maybe you would agree, just like, for a lot of people, it's over. I think for a majority of everyone, it's over. And I'm recalling our most recent episode about long COVID and those effects. I don't think, you know, that conversation's going to go on for a long time, just to see what happens to people who've gotten it multiple times and dealing with those long-term COVID effects. But yeah, I would say resiliency is like, I think you hit it right on the bullseye. Everyone really showed in more ways than one how they can come through for their community, for their families, how we communicate with each other. And there's still a lot to learn, definitely, but it's just it's cool to look back and see where we were and to where we are now. I would like to know, because for me, I would say my favorite part about doing the podcast has always just been like talking to you beforehand about, oh, what do you think? Like, what should we mention? And I've always loved to like hear your takes about, especially just like things that I think are more relevant, like the social media, bullying. We talk about cannabis, drug use. Because I think, for my friends, I don't think they have these type of candid conversations with their parent or their dad. So I think it's cool that like we can talk about this stuff and just have like honest and real conversations about it.
Well, it brings me a lot of joy to be able to have these discussions with you. We want to promote mental illness awareness. And when you think about what's transpired since we started, you know, globally, there's been so much tragedy, so much loss, so much despair. And the way we've all collectively have coped, I think, for the most part, has been sort of good. Though we do note that, we have noted throughout our podcast that obviously psychiatric syndromes and symptoms have increased, the substance abuse has increased to a certain extent. But overall, now that it looks as though COVID is in the rear view mirror now, it's remarkable how far we've come. And again, I don't want to minimize the tremendous amount of loss, human tragedy that has occurred. But I think that we've learned from this. We have to grow from it. But it's important for us to continue the discussion about psychiatric illness and make it something that people can talk about, that we need to open up about it to bring these issues that for the most part historically have been things that are taboo. People don't really want to talk about them a whole lot. But it's something that we need to discuss because they're real issues that affect many of us.
Could you give an example of like, when, for instance, when you were my age, how the mental health landscape has changed from then to now? And maybe I asked in terms of like culturally, how were people referring to mental illness? I would love to hear your perspective on that when you were my age.
When I was your age, I wasn't quite in the psychiatric field. So my perception was sort of like, I think most people's, I had a lot of ignorance, I would say. I was sort of oblivious to mental health issues. I knew that depression was a thing, but little did I know what the psychiatric role was all about until I got into the field. And I feel a sense of responsibility to share with others what it is, because it affects all of us in many ways. If you're driving on a freeway, you can see somebody standing without a shirt in the center divider. You can see people doing these egregious things. And you know that there's a component of mental illness, maybe combined with some drug abuse. We hear about people hurting themselves, hurting others. And so, again, when I was your age, I really had no idea what the psychiatric universe was all about. And it's something that I've found to be somewhat fascinating. It's something, of course, that I've that's captured my life, my professional life, and I'm totally enmeshed in it now. And that's why I think it's a good thing to share our experience with others so that they can get an insight into what this world is about.
What do you think would surprise people the most? Because, you know, you're in it every day. You go to the hospital, you see your patients. I don't want to say it's like, well, I mean, it is normal because that's your reality. It's your profession. You see it every day. What would you think would surprise people the most if, not having any clue, have never stepped inside that world, what do you think would surprise people about your everyday in your profession? Or would be like, yeah, the most shocking?
you know, we are going to, at somewhere in the near future, put this out so that people can actually read. But there's so many things that are really scandalous in some ways. They're really astounding that there are just so many situations that occur that I don't think most people have any clue as to what really goes on in the psychiatric universe. The things that we see in hospitals, the behaviors that human beings can do when just because of there's serious mental illness, and then when you combine that with drugs, the things that people can do are fascinating and just scary in so many ways. And again, we hope to be able to detail this in the near future. But it's just so many things that are difficult to even put into words. And we do hope to accomplish this soon so that people can actually read and see what we have to go through, what we see, and the team of professionals that it takes to treat these individuals that are so, so ill.
Yeah, I think I've mentioned this before to you on the podcast that some of my friends and their family members have had traumatic experiences in the, like, a professional health, mental health care setting across the country. And I think, I mean, I've always seen how you operate and run your unit and your team, and it's a bunch of good people, hardworking people that want to do the best and be the best for their patients. And obviously I know other units that aren't run like your unit, and other doctors have different ways of doing things, but I think it's very admirable just to see the work that you do, how you handle it, and how your team around you also handles it, because everyone kind of is on the same page and rolls the same way. And I think that's really awesome that you've developed these really great relationships with your staff over the years.
As you know, the first responders, though, and granted that in a hospital you're going to see a lot of patients that are in crisis, but I have the utmost of respect for our first responders. Those are the paramedics and law enforcement. I know that sometimes there's cases where things don't go as they should, and those always get highlighted when the police don't deal with patients the way they're supposed to do. But in my experience, that's extremely rare. I have so much respect for law enforcement and their ability to deal with the type of situations that they do, these very dangerous, precarious situations that they frequently find themselves in, and that they're able to bring patients into the hospital unharmed. Again, I can't speak highly enough of in how I've seen it over my many years of experience, and I just have nothing but applause for them, and my hat's off to them, because I'm in true admiration as to how well they treat the mentally ill and safely bring them into the hospital and through our emergency room. Again, nothing but a respect for police in that regards.
I think overall, you know, I'm really happy that we're still doing this podcast. I've had a lot of fun doing it, and I know we both plan on continuing to do it, and I'm looking forward to all the different topics we're going to continue to dive into, our project that's going to come out at the end of the year, and yeah, I'm excited. I think there's a lot to look forward to, and I want to thank everyone that has been a consistent listener over the last 3 years. We really appreciate it. And yeah, Dad, what would you like to sign off with? What are you looking forward to for this rest of this journey?
Well, first and foremost, I want to thank you, because you're the star of the show here, as far as I'm concerned. And I've enjoyed tremendously working with you. And I also want to give a shout out to your mother, who really was the one who created this. So props to her. You know, she has nothing but love, as you know. So anyway, I want to just thank everybody for being a part of this experience. It's been really a happy time for us, I think, in many ways, despite the tragedies that we've gone through. And we hope to have your continued ear, and that you keep going with us on this ride.
Thank you, everyone, for listening. That's going to wrap up this week's episode. And I hope you guys have a great day wherever you are.